This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's in Japan this morning, where world leaders have gathered for the G7 summit. Russia's war in Ukraine expected to be a subject high on the agenda. President Biden this morning.
We stand up for the shared values, including supporting the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign territory, and holding Russia accountable for its brutal aggression.
And this morning,
Russia has launched cruise missiles at Ukraine's capital and the Odessa region in anticipation of a counteroffensive. Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv, and falling debris caused a fire in a non-residential building. In the southern region of Odessa, one person died and two were wounded in a Russian missile attack. However, a spokesperson for Odessa's military administration said most of the missiles were shot down over the sea. Earlier in the week, Ukrainian air defenses thwarted an intense Russian air attack on Kyiv, shooting down all missiles aimed at the capital. Ukraine's military defense has been bolstered by sophisticated Western-supplied systems. I'm Karen Chamas.
Montana is banning TikTok, the first state in the union to do that. Montana's new law prohibits downloads of TikTok in the state and would fine any app store or TikTok each time somebody is offered the ability to download the app or access TikTok. A Chinese tech company owns TikTok. The new law takes effect January 1st. Customs and Border Protection says an 8-year-old girl died Wednesday in Border Patrol custody. The child and her family were being held at a station in Harlingen, Texas, one of the busiest corridors for illegal crossings, when she had a medical emergency and was taken to a hospital, where she died. No details and no word on her nationality. Police in New Zealand have arrested a man and charged him with arson in connection with a fire at a Wellington hostel that killed at least 6 people. This is AP News. A man's been sentenced for 8 killings.
An Islamic extremist received 10 life sentences for killing 8 people with a truck on a bike path in Manhattan in 2017. As he announced the sentence, Judge Vernon Broderick said the conduct in this case by Saifullo Saipov was among the worst, if not the worst, he's ever seen. A life sentence was mandatory after the jury rejected the death penalty. In a rambling rant delivered through a translator, Saipov spent most of an hour talking about the creation of religions and how the devil was instrumental in the creation of the human population. When he finished, a relative of one of the victims stood up and shouted, "The only act of the devil here is the act you did." Marion Van Reith lost her legs in the attack. She looked Saipov in the eyes.
He did the wrong thing. He didn't achieve anything. Just being in prison.
Van Reith told Saipov she will never be able to walk like he can. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.